Shelley began to take objects out of her shell. A small notepad and pen, a little toy boat and a spool of string.
The thing about boredom is it can strike anywhere. Aboard a carrier, train, on a plane, in the air. I've even felt bored talking to certain people. I think I can help you. Tell me all, my treacle.
Bonnie explained the situation at home and how annoying her mum and dad were.
Oh, yes, they do sound very annoying. I mean, parents really can be so dull.
Yes, and they've been making such vague suggestions recently, like go and play. Oh, why don't you make something?
Oh, why do parents do that?
I saw someone make a whole village out of origami. You could try that.
Why don't you sew your pyjama drawer? Fun, fun, fun.
You could write a poem about autumn.
Why don't you call Grandad?
And the worst thing of all is when they say,
go and amuse yourself.
Oh, utterly shocking. I mean, who do they think they are? How could they be so vague?
Yes. Exactly. And the latest thing they're obsessed with is,
why don't you go and make a bug hotel?
A hotel for bugs? I mean, can you imagine anything more tedious? I'm going to stop you there. I think I've got the picture. You've got used to having more routine, more stricture.
Shelley leaned towards Bonnie.
Now, a bug hotel's really quite up my street. But let's slow it right down. Time to get deep. A song with some friends who've got massive green feet. Froggies!
And just like that, four handsome frogs appeared from the pond, jumping out of a little mini green boat that was floating by.
All right, mate.
Yes, mate. You, mate.
Not too bad, mate.
Great, mate.
Actually, I just made a cake, mate.
Oh, want to borrow my plate, mate?
Yes, mate. Please, mate.
Anytime, mate.
Oh, do stop blabbering. It's time for a song. It's the one about boredom. Hit my gong.
Which one are we doing today, then?
Oh, it's the one about boredom.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be boring, though, even though we've done it before.
No, not with those jazzy shoes on.
And not with your fine voice, Terry.
Very dapper, thank you.
Sing it!
Happy to give advice on the topic of being bored. Monotony is dull. Change the frogging chord. You need to feel the boredom. Listen to your mind. Relax into your wandering thoughts. There's wisdom there, you'll find.
Spice up your life. That's always helped me. Turns things that are boring grey or multicolory. I've been bored many times. This advice is oh so true. A life that's technicolour will make you art and ooh.
Life can be so boring. I yawn, snooze, I'm snoring. Find the fun inside your mind. Adventures are a calling. Life can be so boring. I yawn, snooze, I'm snoring. Next time you feel bored, now it's normal. Move forward.
Shelley.
Boredom has helped me invent situations, solve problems, find hobbies, rewrite conversations. It has led me to many, many interests in my life. Jazz, Thai, cookery, eating cheese, straight off the knife.
Oh, no, you can't do that, Shelley.
What? That's really bad.
So dangerous. What do your parents tell you? Do not eat off the knife.
Even a bit of safety, Shelley.
So foolish. Where's Clive? Oh, Clive?
Right.
Come on, your turn.
All right. Teresa, my ex, thought I was a boring frog. She wanted to go out. I preferred the log.
Oh, that's a bit of a downer, mate. We're talking about being bored, not being boring. There's a difference.
Sorry. Since being bored alone, I've set myself a goal. Stimulate my mind, stimulate my soul. I only went and learned the meaning of life. Not being boring helped me bag a second wife.
Life can be so boring. Yawn, snooze, I'm snoring. Find the fun inside your mind. Adventures are a calling. Life can be so boring. Yawn, snooze, I'm snoring. Next time you feel bored, now it's normal. Move forward.
Oh, I'm so bored. I'm so bored and I love it.
Bonnie chuckled. The frogs, one by one, plop, 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 back into the water.
Boredom can make one feel ill at ease, but you could almost call it a gift if you can tweeze out some inspiration in that time. Well, then boredom, it's kind of fine. So I should make friends with boredom. Well, with it, you could find new hobbies. Set some personal goals you want to meet. Figure out that sitting with your feelings makes life ultimately more sweet.
That song really was very entertaining. Quite brilliant.
Hey, listen, using entertainment has always been a favourite way of mine to help pass some boring, boring time.
Mm-hmm. Shelley? La, la. Shelley? Mm-hmm. Shelley?
Oh, sorry, love. I was just having a kutch with my boredom.
Shelley, are you real? Is this really happening?
Or has boredom led me to it?
Has my imagination created you?
Oh, Bonnie, you're getting philosophical and, well, how topical. You've hit on something big, you know. Boredom can give your mind space to grow.
Shelley spread her arms wide to illustrate expansion.
Daydreaming can hatch creativity, new ideas, innovation, inspire new activity. How do you think Einstein discovered relativity, and what about the root of gravity? Newton was just bored when that apple dropped on his skull.
Oh!
And great things can happen when life gets dull. It was Rosalind Franklin who discovered DNA. Elizabeth Maggie, she devised Monopoly. I have no idea how you pronounce the name and if that should rhyme, but you get my point.
Yes, I think I do. Boredom can lead to daydreaming and, well, sort of tuning into my own thoughts.
You've hit the mark.
Ow!
I'm Mark.
Sorry, Mark.
A voice came from the window of Bonnie's flat.
Bonnie!
Bonnie looked up. It was her mum calling down.
I found the Bug Hotel making kid love.
Bonnie reflected for a moment on all that Shelley had said. Thoughtfully, she responded.
Okay, Mum, I'll come and get it.
Bonnie left Shelley splashing around and trotted back upstairs. Her parents were waiting with a hopeful smile, box in hand.
Hello, love.
You look so sweet playing with that funny little boat on the pond. Now, wash your hands and come and have a look at this.
She washed her hands, took the box and opened it.
Isn't it cool?
Bonnie cringed as her mum used the word cool.
So all you need to do is create the habitat and find the bugs.
Bonnie forced a smile but felt guilty for looking ungrateful, so thanked them.
Thanks. I'm going to head back out.
As she walked back to the garden, she held the wooden box in her hand. It did actually look quite cool. The wood felt smooth as she ran her hands over the roof, and it had so many little areas with different patterns and formations. She spoke to herself under her breath.
Give it a go, Bonnie. Give it a go.
Later that day, Shelley, dressed as a giant strawberry ice cream cone, discovered Bonnie under the almost fruiting apple tree, concentrating hard and stuffing bits of grass and foliage into the Bug Hotel's tiny wooden holes.
I need some help with this Bug Hotel.
Oh, I love helping out. Here, have this spool of string. Make some swings for the bugs.
Thanks.
Are you enjoying yourself?
It's something to do, I suppose.
I love having something to do, but I love not having something to do too.
I've got a beetle in the top left hole.
She pointed enthusiastically.
What's its name?
Pardon?
Well, the beetle must have a name. Have you not introduced yourself? What would the concierge say?
Bonnie knew Shelley was trying to force her to dive deeper into her imagination, but Bonnie felt nervous, uncomfortable, unsure.
And who is this in the left-hand corner? Looks like a bellboy.
I put a caterpillar in there, and then a worm middle right, a spider middle left, a bunch of snails along the bottom, I got them from the cabbage patch, and a ladybird in the slightly larger hail bottom left.
Shelley handed Bonnie a notepad and pen.
I need you to write down their names and give each bug a job. You really need to think this through. I want kitchen staff, housekeeping, room service, too, a cocktail bar. I'm coming to stay. Oh yes, it needs to be very fancy. Everyone knows I only stay at the best hotels in town.
While Bonnie scribbled in the notepad, Shelley pirouetted and swirled. There seemed to be shiny dust shooting from her stumpy feet, spraying the hotel with magic and bringing the world of the Bug Hotel to life. No sooner than Shelley could say, Hôtel Le Jardin Ennui? Then the transformation had happened. The beetle in the foyer stood to attention at a beautiful mahogany reception desk.
Welcome, madame et monsieur, to our exceptional hotel. My name is Bernard. Let me take you to your room. A fenêtre suite.
Oh, Bernard, how are you? It's been ages.
So glad you have returned. Shall we?
A loveliness of ladybirds alighted onto a stage in all their polka-dotted glory. They formed a band of backing singers, swishing their hips and legs in rhythm. Muscly Bernard the Beetle bulged forward and began to sing.
Hello, madame! Hello, monsieur! Bonjour. Willkommen. Step through these doors.
We'll service all your needs. Bring your food and serve you teas. Hail you a cat. Tip well, we'll treat you fast.
Oh, yes. A tip top, a top notch, a skibbity bop bop, a fizz fizz, I got rizz. Come on down to the best hotel in town.
Mix cocktails, shine your shoes, dust away the sads, the blues. Order to your head, make your meals and make your bed.
A tip top, a top notch, a skibbity bop bop, a fizz fizz, a rizz rizz. Come on down to the best hotel in town. Come on, girls.
Want some fun? Don't wanna be bored. Want luxury to be adored. Dinner in your bed, plump a pillow for your head. Buffet of dreams, yes, for breakfast there's ice cream.
A tip top, a top notch, a skibbity bop bop, a fizz fizz, a rizz rizz. Come on down to the best hotel in town. Oh yeah!
Shelley let rip. She shook and vibrated as she sang and sang. Bernard the beetle attempted to shadow her, flexing his shell. The ladybirds held the show together, steadily scatting along. No one noticed the line of guests arriving to check in until the reception bell was pinged.
Oops, sorry, there's a queue. Never be bored, the best hotel in town.
As the song ended, the bugs, all beautifully kitted out in their hotel uniforms, quickly set to work. It was as if it had all become life-sized. Or had Bonnie shrunk down? It was hard to tell. They followed Bernard, who showed them to their room. It was magnificent.
Oh, wow. My. Oh, wow. My. Thank
you. As if things couldn't get any more exciting, objects in the room began speaking to them.
I'm your plush curtains. Have you ever seen such material? Such pattern? Such style?
Oh, over here. Oh, look at me. Your divine bed. Jump onto my Egyptian cotton sheets.
Shelley and Bonnie enthusiastically dived and slid onto the huge mattress. Right, there's enough of that. You may be small and green, but my golly, you're a jumping machine.
Don't forget me. Look, over here. Yes, your marble bathroom with jacuzzi bubble bath.
Hello, how are you? Feel free to fill me up with water or bubbles and plunge in any time.
Thank you.
Over here, hand me a remote control. I can open windows.
Turn off lights and play music.
But she's in West Virginia, working overtime.
So much power in one tiny machine.
Not forgetting me over here. I'm your mini bar. Cheers.
Bernard chimed in.
And so, to dinner.
They dined on the finest food served to them by a very fast-moving team of bees and were entertained by a chilled-out band of snails who made them feel so very mellow.
My hotel's my shell, my shell's my hotel.
At the end of the night, Bonnie, filled with the excitement of the day and full of energy from the activities and music, had an idea.
Let's go for a nighttime swim.
Shelley loved the idea.
I love swimming.
And so off they went to the basement of the hotel where the pool was. They decided to jump in together. One, two, three, whee! They were so busy they didn't at first notice Bonnie's parents. Bonnie, are you really swimming in the pond with all your clothes on?
Bonnie, what on earth?
What were you thinking? I know you can swim, but this is dangerous. Bonnie looked up. Her parents were both looking on, aghast.
What? I've been playing with the book hotel, like you said.
They heaved her out of the pond and Mum bought her a nice big fluffy towel from inside.
Excellent playing, love, but please warn us next time you want to go swimming.
They wandered over to the bug hotel. It looked marvellous. Bonnie stared at it quizzically and spoke under her breath.
It all felt so real.
She turned to her parents.
Maybe sometimes being bored is, well, okay.
Has your creativity been unleashed?